You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal until 25th July in a case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation against him in the excise policy case. The court order comes hours after the Supreme Court granted the Aam Aadmi Party convener an interim bail. Kejriwal, 55, was arrested by the CBI on 26 June while remaining in judicial custody in the ED case against him. The Delhi High Court refused to grant bail to CM Arvind Kejriwal's personal assistant Bibhav Kumar in connection with the alleged assault case pertaining to Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal. Justice Anoop Kumar Mindiratta rejected Kumar's bail request, stating there was no reason to grant it. The court said that since Kumar was Kejriwal's designated personal secretary, his influence was not unchecked, and thus the possibility of him influencing witnesses and tampering with the evidence could not be ruled out. Leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi on Friday asked his supporters and other detractors of former minister Smriti Irani to refrain from using derogatory language against her. In a post on X, the Congress leader said humiliating people is a sign of weakness, not strength. Smriti Irani lost the Lok Sabha elections in Amethi. She was defeated by Rahul Gandhi's loyalist, Kishori Lal Sharma, by a margin of over 1.5 lakh votes. Gautam Gambhir has requested the BCCI to consider former South Africa pacer Morne Mokkel as Team India's bowling coach, reported Cricbiz on Thursday. Mokkel is the latest to float after Vinay Kumar and Zaheer Khan. The BCCI was not too keen on dropping in Vinay Kumar. According to media reports, discussions have taken place on Zaheer, but now Gambhir has shown his interest in Mokkel, who was Pakistan's bowling coach during the ODI World Cup in India last year. Zeenat Aman's new Instagram post is all about Daku Haseena, the 1987 release directed by Ashok Rao, also starring Rakesh Roshan, as well as Rajnikant in a special cameo appearance. The veteran actor shared a few pictures from the shoot and recalled how she became pregnant during the beginning and the crew had to come up with creative ideas to hide her baby bump. "My swelled figure had naturally ballooned, so to hide my belly, the crew came up with various creative shots. Some of these involved me riding a horse, which brought its own concerns," she said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.